Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing this is exactly why your ex will regret leaving you. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing, this is exactly why your ex will regret leaving you. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you need your ex to regret the breakup. But why exactly would they change their mind? In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three reasons why your ex will regret leaving you. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is grass is greener syndrome. So the belief that there is something better out there might lead to your ex becoming your ex. It might lead to someone becoming the dumper and ending their relationship. Now look, there is only one real reason why somebody ends a connection, and that is a loss of romantic emotional attraction. But the reason that they get to that point can vary, and sometimes the dumper-to-be doesn't even know exactly why they've lost the attraction. Maybe it's just a thought in the back of their mind that they believe that there is something better off out there rather than their current relationship. If that's the case, then you as a dumpy might not even have been told exactly why you were dumped. Or maybe you were told, but you're somewhat suspicious that you were told the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Again, a dumper might not even really know themselves why, and are just speculating on the subconscious thoughts as for why they've decided to end the connection. Maybe a dumper knows deep down, maybe they don't, maybe they want to tell you the truth, maybe they don't. What we can say though, is that if someone believes that there is somebody better off out there for them, then this is where grass is greener syndrome is certainly something which is possible to come into play. So if we think of the concept of the grass is greener on the other side, this is something that we've likely all come across in our own lives, whether or not this is to do with relationships, that feeling that there is something off better over there than there is right here, right now, in our current space and position. But what happens if you decide to go for that option, but then you realise that you were actually wrong? Well, that is grass is greener syndrome. Now, that is the belief that there is something better out there that might lead somebody to leave, only to later realise that their expectations were unrealistic and what they had was actually pretty good. This can lead to regret. If your ex-dumper moves forward with their life and finds out that what they're now entering, the new world that they are in, is not what they hoped for, and therefore they recognise what they had with you wasn't actually that bad in the first place. It was just a speculative feeling that they might be able to quote-unquote do better, only to realise that they can't. Well, this is going to lead to regret. Now you as a dumpy might listen to this and think, well, I don't want to be option B. I don't want to be the backup option. Why do I want this person to go off out into the world thinking they're going to find better, then realising they won't, and then coming back to me? I don't want that. Now look, I'm not here to tell you that you have to accept this behaviour if you believe that this is not something that you want or desire. However, if you miss your ex, if you want your ex back, if you want you and your dumper to get back together, you have to recognise that there is going to be an element of this coming into play. It doesn't matter what your ex-dumper told you was the reason for ending a relationship. It doesn't mean what you believe they're doing post-breakup. The reality is, if your ex-dumper was living their best life and feeling even better outside of your connection, then they probably aren't going to want to come back into the relationship. So although it doesn't necessarily sound the nicest or best option, although you could turn it around and think, okay, this means I'm their backup option, I would say that's not really the case. Your ex-dumper is not necessarily actually thinking of a specific person that they're going to try a new relationship with. It's not necessarily that they're going to be rebounding or monkey branching into a new connection, that failing, and then them coming back to you. That is not necessarily the case. A lot of people believe that is the only reason somebody leaves. But after speaking to many, many dumpers, I can tell you that that is not what I'm told. Most dumpers are moving forward as a single person, at least initially. They're not always thinking that there is a specific person out there for them. And hence, even if they might have a belief that they're going to be happier outside of a relationship, if they decide to come back to you through regret and feeling grass is greener syndrome, that doesn't mean that you're their backup option. That doesn't mean that there was somebody else that they tried and failed with and thought, I'm going to go back to my dumpy. No, not at all. It means that they've realised and recognised how valuable you are to them. And hence, even though I can't tell you what to do, dumpies, what I can say is that if you do want your ex back, you're going to have to try and let go of that thought, that worry and that frustration that you are a backup option if your ex comes back to you in this way. Because the reality is, if they didn't feel they could live a better life outside of your relationship, they would never have left you in the first place. So there's always going to be that feeling that they might be able to do so. And if and when they don't, this is when they're going to feel regret and get to a stage, if they can regrow that level of intrigue, missing you and wonder, that one day they will reach out to you. And if and when you hear from your ex, that is when you can start the process of trying to get your ex back. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is family and social pressures. Now, family and social pressures connect the family and friends, the friends and family of your ex, and the influence that they can have on them. Now, this is a real interesting one. So please listen up, listen clear, because I will explain to you the research that I've done and how this plays into a dumpy's hands, however we look at it. So a dumper's family and friends are likely to either be for you or against you. Yes, there might be some level of mix, but generally speaking, they will be generally for you as a dumpy, hoping that you two could get back together, or unfortunately, generally against you as a dumpy and hoping that you don't get back together. Now, here's the benefit for you as a dumpy, because whatever position the general thoughts are from a family and friends, from what I've seen, this puts you, the dumpy, in a good position. And here's why. If your ex's family and friends are very much pro you, pro dumpy, this can influence your ex, the dumper, to reconsider their decision and start to regret the breakup. This has been proven time and time again by people I've spoke with, and it can be a real pull, especially if a dumper's life is not going in the direction that they hoped, linking in somewhat with point number one's grass is greener syndrome. Now, what happens if your ex, the dumper's family and friends, were very much against you? Well, although this doesn't necessarily mean that your ex, the dumper, will come back to you, what it doesn't mean is that your ex, the dumper, absolutely won't come back to you. And this might be somewhat confusing for you to think of me, okay, wait, you've just said that if they're pro me, that means my dumper might listen to them and want me back. But if they're against me, that doesn't mean that my ex-dumper is going to follow suit necessarily either. And that is true. That's the case. And I believe it is because of the concept that love conquers all. Now, don't get me wrong, friends and family on the negative side of things can absolutely influence your ex-dumper in the short term. For short term, there can be an effect where they're against you. Maybe that is even why they broke up with you in the first place. However, from what I have seen, as time moves by, the dumper will do what they feel is right in this regard. And if they feel that they are missing you, for whatever reason that may be, they will likely try and reconnect with you, even going against their family and friends' wishes. Now, you might be able to know from personal experience, maybe you have friends or family members, maybe you've just heard of situations where somebody has gone back to an ex or done something against friends and family's wishes. It's something which is somewhat common, and it shows that even with that social influence, somebody will follow their heart, for good or for bad, for right or for wrong, and sometimes they probably actually should be listening to their friends and family. Sometimes they had the best idea for their friend, for their family member, but that person's followed their heart, even if it is to the detriment. So, As a dumb P, what we can see here is that if the family and friends are on your side, then in the short term, that means your expert dumper is going to be more likely to want to try and give this another go, and therefore it would be down to how you and them reconnect and whether or not you can take it forward. But if the friends and family are against you, the dumpy, then this in the short term might affect your situation, but it is unlikely to affect things forevermore. It's unlikely to be the final nail in the coffin of any possible reconnection, because from what I've seen is that a dumper will follow their heart. And if in the medium to long term they miss you, the dumpy, then even if their family and friends don't want to know about it, the dumper might even secretly try and reconnect. Now, I'm not saying this is going to be easy or even if it's going to be right, but it is reality from my research. And therefore, as a dumpy, when we're considering why might my ex-dumper feel regret about dumping me? Well, friends and family, social pressures. If they put the pressure on them to reconnect, it can definitely go in your favour. And even if they don't, it still might work out for you. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website, www.dateme.tips, for more information about how I could become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about this is exactly why your ex will regret leaving you. And point number three is seeing you move forward. So your ex dumper is going on their own path. They're moving forward with their own life. What they don't necessarily expect you to do is to move forward with yours. They expect you to be sitting at home alone, wishing that they, your dumper, would contact them. The dumper is not necessarily wishing bad on you, but they're somewhat thinking that you're not going to be doing any better than them. They believed that the relationship you two were in was not right for them, and they thought that you wanted them more than anything. You was pushing them on a pedestal. You was making them feel that they had the gold medal of being an amazing girlfriend or boyfriend, an amazing wife or husband. The dumpy in this position, i.e. yourself listening to this podcast, is going to be feeling very upset, very traumatized by the breakup, and not wanting to move forward. And this is what the dumper's expecting. The dumper's expecting you to be how you probably feel. But if you can find the strength, dumpies, if you can find the energy to move forward with your life, this is what can cause regret in your ex-dumper's mind. Now, they can only miss you if you move forward with your life. They can only have feelings of, what if they believe that you might be dating somebody even better than themselves. Now, whether or not you are actually dating, whether or not they know you're dating, or whether or not they just suspect you might be dating, by the fact that you are no longer chasing them, by the fact that you're posting things on social media, by the fact of what they hear from friends and family that maybe know you as well, whatever the situation, if your ex-dumper believes that you are moving forward, then there is a chance that they start to question themselves, have feelings of, what if? What if I decided to stay with my dumpy? Could we have sorted things out? Could we have made things better? Were they my best option? They seem happy enough without me, and yet I'm not feeling that great alone. Yes, I've gone on a few dates. It's come to nothing. And my ex-dumpy seems to be living their best life. If you as a dumpy can do what your ex-dumper is concerned about you doing, then you stand an excellent chance of creating regret in their mindset. They need to believe that you've moved on. They need to believe that you are no longer putting them on that pedestal. They need to believe that you no longer want them in your life. Now, this might seem very unusual to hear. You might be thinking, well, how can I get my ex back if I'm making them feel like I don't want them? Okay, well, this is the whole reverse psychology. This is the concept of relationships. This is where thoughts, feelings, romance, love don't make sense. This is not mathematics. This is an art form, free-flowing and something that you can't quite put your finger on. But what we have to understand is that if you showcase yourself as a dateable individual with attractive traits by not being needy and instead being confident in who you are, then you become somebody that other people want to spend time with, including your expa dumper. And your expa dumper will miss you. Now, I can't guarantee you'll get your ex back, but what I can say is that these are the exact reasons why your ex will regret leaving you. And if you can implement them by doing your best in every way possible, you stand a wonderful opportunity of having a second chance with your ex, which comes from them reaching out to you. At that point, you enter the communication stage, and you will be the one who can almost dictate what happens from there, because it will depend on how you behave, how you act, and how you communicate from that point. But you need your ex-dumper to see you move forward, to believe you can, will, or have already started dating somebody new. Let by natural jealousy and wonder drip feed into their mind and allow the romantic emotional attraction to once again grow in their mindset for you. And if and when it hits the necessary high point, that is when they'll reach out to you, because they will regret leaving you. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.